to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 864 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the podcast. Before we get too far, I do want to send a few shout outs to a few of the great folks who support the show on Patreon. Let's start off with the big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout out to Dish Taco. Let's send a fist bump and a thank you shout out to Hi-Hat. Then let's wrap it up with the big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout out to my friend Philabong. Big thanks and big shout out to everybody who continues to support the show on Patreon. If you are not already supporting the show and you would like to learn how to do so, all you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you need will be right there on the screen. Once again, big thanks and big shout out to everybody who continues to support the podcast. All right, let's jump into the question and answer portion of today's show. I do have a website. That main website is iregenetics.com. On that website, you will find a row of tabs. At the top, there's a row of tabs. One of them says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that Grow Help or Grow Question tab, send me a Grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. The first question on today's show came from somebody who wants to be called Ivan Yurkinoff. Ivan, this is a great question. Make sure you check your inbox for a coupon code because you've got a code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Also, check your spam. The question goes just like this. It says, "Hey, Rasta Jeff, I love learning all about plant breeding from your show, and I appreciate all you do for the community." Bro, you are very welcome. Thank you for the great compliment there. It says, "On several occasions, I have been successful in reversing a female photoperiod using colloidal silver." Okay, so this person is using colloidal silver, which is a common practice to reverse plants to create feminized pollen to make feminized seeds. It says they've been successful doing it, so they're off to a good start. It says, "My question is," here's where we get fun, "once the plant shows signs that it has been reversed, an example, it's starting to grow pollen sacs, would I then be able to cut clones and grow these plants out as male plants to be used for future breeding purposes? If so, what would be the best time to take clones from my new father plant?" All right, that's a very good question. It makes a lot of sense. I understand exactly what you're asking. Unfortunately, it does not work the way you are kind of hoping that it is going to work. So let me kind of retrace this question here, frame it in a way that everybody is going to understand. This person is taking a female plant. They are treating it with colloidal silver. That colloidal silver will in turn, there's a chemical process that happens inside the plant. We're not going to focus on that today. What happens is that causes that plant to create pollen. That pollen is all female because hopefully they chose a plant that is all female. There are only X chromosomes in there. There will be a lack of Y chromosomes. When that pollen is transferred to another female plant that is all X chromosomes, there's no Y chromosome available in this breeding project. We will make all female seeds. That is what is supposed to happen here. This person is asking, when they treat this female plant that becomes the pollen donor, can they then cut clones of that plant and treat that clone as if it were a male plant, so to speak, a constant pollen donating plant? Would that trait continue? Would that process stay permanent? Unfortunately, no, that is not a permanent process. That plant eventually over time will grow out of that chemical treatment that you've been giving it. It'll say, "Hey, all that chemical spray is gone. The silver's not coming in. My copper's not disrupted. I don't have to fuck with my ethylene response. I can start going back to a normal female plant and growing female again." So if you cut that clone of that reversed plant, let it grow, it will take some time. It's just like re-vegging, but it will re-veg and it will go back into its female form. This is why we've got to spray the plants so many times when we're using colloidal silver, silver thiosulfate. You've got to spray them that week before, and then I do it every 3 days for 7 or 8, sometimes 9 or 10 times. I keep going depending on, so if it's like a 9 or 10 week plant, I just spray it up to day 21. If it's an 11 or 12 week plant, any further than that, I will spray it like up to day 24, 27, maybe even day 30, because I need it to continue to stay reversed for longer. And it may decide to go back to its original female form if I don't keep treating it with that silver product. So your idea is awesome. It's a really good idea. I wish it worked that way. It would save me time, money, space, effort, energy, a lot of headaches, a lot of heartaches, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, a lot of stress. But it does not work that way. Unfortunately, that female will find its way back to female. You're just giving it a chemical that's confusing the plant. It's going, hey, I'm not sure what to do, so this is how I'm acting now. Once you put that plant back in its normal condition, quit giving it that chemical. That silver disappears, grows out of that. All that hormonal disruption goes back into balance. Sorry, I'm thinking as I'm speaking. I'm trying to have 9 thoughts ahead of myself. Once all that hormonal imbalance is rebalanced, then the plant will just be your normal female plant once again, just like it was when you started. So I think I answered that one pretty good. If we cut clones and grow them out, will it be a male? No, those will go back to female plants just like you started with. You have to reverse it all over again. That's why I'm always doing the reversals every time. So my dude, Ivan, thank you for the great question. Make sure you check your inbox for a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. And also make sure you check your spam, because oftentimes those coupon codes, those emails do end up in that spam folder. I don't want you to miss your coupon code because, like I've said before, they do expire. Look for the expiration date. That is real. That expiration date on there is real. A lot of people out there, your codes are going to end by the end of the year. I promise you. Make sure you give it a look-see, give it a check-see. Go check your coupon code. Go check your spam. Go see if it's going to expire. And also hit that holiday pricing at iredirect.com. Everything's on sale. We're doing an end-of-the-year inventory blowout. Go check the pricing. That's enough advertising. Let's keep moving. We've got another great question. This one also did come from that Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com. This one is from our new friend Chauncey. Chauncey, thank you for the great question. Chauncey, check your inbox. You've got a coupon code for free seeds. What's better than free seeds, you guys? Free seeds are the best. All right, here we are. The question goes, hey, Rasta Jeff. Hey, Chauncey, good to meet you. It says, thank you for the podcast and for always being there with hundreds of episodes to escape into. I love that. I'm a podcast consumer as well. I listen to podcasts when the day's not going, even when the day is going the way that I want it to. But sometimes if I just need my head on something else in my brain, I just go to one of my favorite podcasts, click play, and I can escape into that show. I'll be laughing at Lewis and Zach, or getting grossed out by Legion of Skanks, or something great will be happening in no time. So I understand and I appreciate it. Thank you. I like being your little escape, and you're learning something while you're escaping. So that's even better. There is a point to this question. It says, have you found any companies that can perform HLV testing on seeds? That is a very good question. As a seed seller, a seed breeder, a seed maker, I'm a very good person to ask about this. It said, did they validate their test to be performed on seeds? Thanks as always. Have an amazing day. Cheers, Chauncey. Chauncey, big cheers, my dude. This is a great question. So the question is about testing seeds, actual seed batches of seeds for hop latent viroid. I have been in contact with somebody. I can't say too much because things are in development, man. But I can't talk too much about what's being worked on and the conversations that have been had. What I can tell you is right now there is not a way to test the seeds without destroying them. To test a seed to see if it's got hop latent viroid in that individual seed, that seed must be crushed and destroyed in the testing process. That's just how the test works. You basically crush the seed, rub the inside onto a little, it's easy, but you got to crush it and rub it onto something, and then that is your sample that the test is taken from. But you have to destroy the seed basically to do that, and then now you can't grow the seed. So far what we have come up with, the method that we are using, is we can test the batch of seed and tell you if the seeds that were tested themselves had hop latent viroid in them. So what we're doing is testing somewhere between 10 and 30% of a population of seeds. So let's just say I've got 100 seeds of a new cross, which would be a small number. It's generally going to be 1,000. So we'll say 1,000. We'll say we've got 1,000 seeds, right? I just made 1,000 seeds from a batch. We want to test these and see if there's any HLV in there. Out of that 1,000, we would scoop out somewhere between 100 and 300 seeds, 10 to 30% of those seeds. and we would test those seeds. And hopefully we don't see any virus in there. If that batch of those seeds is clean, that's how we're mostly going to say that we trust that this batch of seeds is clean. If we've tested 30% of them and the virus is not present, the seeds should be clean. That is the standard at this time. It may improve. We may find something different. That's what we're working with now. The other thing, the other safeguard, the other redundancy that we're doing is we are checking each parent plant of those seeds. Well, so if we made, let's just hypothetically say we made, I don't want to give any details away. I want to share strain names and things, but I don't want to delve into the future and tell you what's coming up. Let's just say we made some Lemon Jeffrey seeds. We got the Golden Goat. We got the Lemon Skunk. Both of those have been tested for HLV. Both of those have recently been sent in for HLV tests. Those two plants are clean. The Golden Goat, I think I did Golden Goat, Lemon Skunk. Those are STD-free, ready to go. Those are clean plants. So I breed with those. And then as a double check, a triple check, we send in the seeds as well. Those seeds are destroyed and tested, but we know that 3 out of 10 of those seeds do not have the virus. That's the mom, the dad, and the babies have all kind of been tested. But so far, there's not a way without destroying the seed that we can test to find the presence or the absence of HLVD in there unless we crush, destroy, and use that crushed up seed as the testing agent. It's just how it's got to be done right now. Those are the tests that are available. When it does evolve and we have more stuff to go by, I definitely will update you because I would love to brag about it. I'd love to say that every one of my seeds is HLV tested, but if I did that, every one of my seeds would be crushed and destroyed, and it doesn't work that way. They're bred from HLV tested plants is what I can guarantee you. I do a random process, and I'm not paid by anybody. Nobody pays me to advertise with them. I actually use two different HLVD testing companies. One of them is quicker. One of them is cheaper. It just depends on if I want my stuff right now or if I want it more affordable. Sometimes they do sales. I'll buy, sometimes Farmer Freeman will do a holiday sale and you can get them for 10% off. So if you buy like 10 tests, you're basically getting 2 for free is the math on that, I think. And I'll just buy from Farmer Freeman. I also use Tumi Genomics. They're a little bit cheaper, but they do take longer sometimes. Pros and cons with both places. They don't pay me. And I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking to and working with to develop this testing, but occasionally, randomly, about once every 2 or 3 weeks, I go through the room and I just pick, how about that one and that one and that one, and I'll just clip off the HLV testing samples and send those in. We'll get them tested randomly. It's like testing the team. I just go into the locker room and I'm like, bro, you've been playing way too good. We got to give you a drug test. And I just go test everything. If anything looks slow or sad, it definitely gets tested, but I've been using all the new AC Infinity stuff, and everybody looks real happy lately. This is a good spot to sneak in a shameless plug. AC Infinity, that's right. If you shop with acinfinity.com, use coupon code IREE, save 15% off your entire AC Infinity purchase. That's right, I'm using AC Infinity. Why aren't you? AC Infinity and IREE Genetics, you cannot go wrong. Let's stay focused here. Where were we? HLV testing on the seeds. Unless we crush and destroy the seeds at this point, we can't really test each seed for HLVD. We can test each parent plant and we can test populations from the batch of seeds. But so far, that's the best we've got. My dude, Chauncey, thank you. You got me rambling quite well. Make sure you check your inbox for that coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. Before I jump into the next question, now's a good time to remind you to click like, click subscribe. That's right. Click like and subscribe. That way, every time I put out a new episode, you don't miss any of my amazing, high-quality ganja content. I'm just being goofy today, you guys. I'm in a good mood. I've had a lot of great dabs. Shout out to my friends at Green Dot Labs for keeping me lit up. We've got one more good question here in front of me for today's episode. This one also came from the Grow Help tab. This one is from my new friend, Jerry. Jerry, thank you for the good question. This is just a quick one. It says, hey, are spiders bad in your grow? This one is controversial. It says, I have a lady that I keep finding webs on. Should I be worried? I always give a little wash after harvest. So does the web actually matter? My first question is that a spider, do you have a spider in there, like an arachnid big kind of spider that eats bugs, keeping an eye on your plants, playing security in there to eat up all the freebies that come around? Or do you have spider mites in there, a bunch of little creepy crawly plant sucking leeches? Do you have spiders or spider mites? That is my first question. I would say verify. Can you find the spider? Do you know where the spider is? Can you tell the difference between, and I'm not doubting you, I'm just giving you solid advice that we can cover all of our ground here. Can you tell the difference between normal spider webs that like a spider would make and spider mite webs that would go across the tops of your plants? Can you identify the difference in those? Let's be very clear which spiders are present in the grow. Spider mites, we need to take quick, immediate action, especially if you're seeing webbing. Regular spiders, that's up to you, my dude. A lot of people will say that spider, like I said a moment ago, he's working security. There will not be any other bugs in there. That'll be the only bug in the room is that spider. He'll eat everybody else. Nobody else wants to come around if he's there. That's cool. You don't want other bugs. You really don't want any bugs, but one good spider might work security. He's the bouncer at the door making sure you don't get any riffraff. So I would identify, is it a spider or is it spider mites? Once you identify that it is a spider, is it a spider that you're okay with? There are some spiders you might not want around. I don't know your region of the country, but a brown recluse, a black widow, you may want to relocate, remove that spider, do whatever you do in your humane way that you choose to do it. But I would identify, is it a spider or spider mites? That would be my first plan of attack here. If it's a spider, he's working security. Verify that it's a spider, then see what kind of spider you've got. As for that web, that's gross, dude. I don't want to smoke any of your weed with spider webs in it. Maybe work on keeping them off the plants. Do what you can do there. That's just gross. Even and whatever it is, I don't want any food or smokable products with spider webs on it. Just doesn't make me, makes me itchy, bro, is really what it does. And then spider mites. If it's spider mites, are bad, okay? We don't want that at all. We got to get rid of those immediately. We need to come up, and if you've got webbing, you've got serious spider mites if that's what is in there. So you need to come up with a strategy very quickly. I would consider shop vacing those spider mite webs off the top. If they made little teepees, little domes, get in there with a shop vac, suck that right off. You can use a rag and hot water. You can use a rag and a spray bottle. Spray those webs down and wipe them right off. After you do that, clean yourself. You're going to be contaminated with spider mites all over you. Then we're going to need to apply either some aggressive predator bugs or sprayed pesticide applications designed to eradicate spider mites. Probably one or two pesticides together or in rotation, and go hard and get rid of these bad bitches, depending on how far into the progress, into the cycle you are as well. But yeah, if you got spiders, it is time to consider an integrated pest management option. Step up your game and consider going hard. But the first thing we got to do is find out, like I keep saying, is it spiders? Is it a spider or is it spider mites? That's where we're going to make our big difference here. If it's a spider, you can make your own judgment call. Do you want that spider there? Maybe you got a cool spider. Maybe you got a terrible spider. I don't know how you feel on spiders. Plenty of people would say any spider has got to go, but many people would say that spider is just fine there. So that's up to you. The webbing is gross to me. I would probably reconsider that part. But like I keep saying, make sure it's not spider mites. If it's spider mites, send me another email. We will plan a mode of attack, because if you're getting webbing, that's a lot of spider mites. All right, I think I said the word spider and spider mites. How about re-listen to that segment? Every time I say spider, take a dab, see if you live through it. All right, my dude Jerry, thank you for the great message. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, this is going to be a quick episode because it is the holiday season here. I'm in what I'm calling the holiday taint. It's not Christmas. It's not New Year's. I'm right in the middle. Got a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to keep it quick, keep it short. We're going to wrap this one up. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Once again, make sure you support the Patreon campaign. And what else do we got? Oh, make sure you check iRedirect. Everything is on sale at iRedirect.com. Over the next few days, I will be doing a short inventory. Shout out to the person who helped me with that inventory. You know who you are. Thank you, bro. There will be an inventory update. Many of the things that I thought were sold out, there were extra packs left because orders were made and payments didn't go through, or orders were canceled, or inventory was miscounted, or shit goes wrong and things happen. There's stuff left over. Guess what? I found more packs of a few things. Those will slowly be drifting onto iRedirect.com. Allegedly, there's some Big Mountain Fudge Cake. I saw some of the Golden Girls. There's a lot of stuff that I didn't realize was in the box. It is still there. It is available. So I'll be loading that into iRedirect slowly over the next couple of days. Make sure you check that out. I think that's all I've got. I don't need to ramble here too much at the end of the show. I hope you guys have a great, safe holiday. If I don't see you before the new year, I don't think there's another episode before the new year. So take good care of yourselves. Is there? Let's check. We're just going to play with the phone for a brief second here. No, this is it, bro. This is it. We're wrapping up the year together right now. No more episodes until next year. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It was a fucking great year. I hope you had as good of a year as I did. And I'll see you next year. No need to get mushy here and start rambling. Yeah, I'll see you guys next year. I want to give a big shout out to, who did I write down? Where is it? I got to scroll all the way down these notes, way down here. There we go. Let's make it feel more natural. Not even going to edit that part. Boys and girls, thank you. It's been a fun year. It's been a great time of podcasting. I look forward to another prosperous year. Take good care of yourselves. Be good to everyone around you. Love your garden. It will love you back. I'll see you next year, which is just a week away, boys and girls. I'm going to give a big shout out to my buddy Grambo. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, and relax. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure this. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find anew. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.